Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. I really do appreciate the time you guys spent with me, and I mean that sincerely. You know, in the last segment, there was a call to action. Got a couple of emails. Look, if you've already given, you can't give. I'm not trying to browbeat anybody. It's not the goal. Just giving information, okay? You can't afford it. If you can't afford it, you can't afford it. It's okay. Pray for me. Pray for the show. Pray for our victory. It's something we didn't do. This isn't even a question. It's not even the gray area. But the left does this. They do this to their adversaries. Drive them nuts. Have them spend all kinds of money on court costs and such. It's just the way they operate. You know, I mean, if we win a big windfall and I got money left over, I'll give it to a charity. One that we can, I'm just kidding. We'll give it to a charity that we can all agree on. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, a lot of times, you know, we're hitting on the stuff that's really irritating, really bad. And frankly, when we're doing that, I realize that some of you want solutions, but there's only really one solution. Okay? I mean, seriously, there's only one solution. Let me tell you what that is. Get involved. Hey, you don't necessarily have to have any money to get involved. You don't. Every one of you has an email list. Even if it's only 20 people. Remember the old pyramid schemes? I joke about this in the political world. Remember the old pyramid schemes? If you're running for office, run a pyramid scheme. I get a gazillion emails during those campaigns, right? And I don't care who it is. It might even be people I like. So I'm getting them in. And I don't read most of them because I don't even know these people. I know it's coming from their PR, whatever. But I'll tell you what I do read. If one of you guys in the chat room, we'll just say Carla because she's got a bunch of stuff up there. So she sends me something via email. She's, you know, I'm supporting John Smith. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to open that email. See, if I know you, you're a friend or an acquaintance or somebody I've dealt with before, I'm more inclined to open that. And if you're a close friend and I know you and I trust your judgment, then there's a good chance I may not know the person you're voting for, but you've given them a glowing report. So there's a good chance I'm going to vote for that person. Right? And then when that person screws up, then you need to call them on the carpet. We don't do that. You know what I mean? Yes, we do in some cases, but I mean, at the local levels, we don't do that. We need to do it. The only way you're going to get people of integrity at the state and federal level is if they're people of integrity when they're on your school board, water board, and city councils. And just because they don't do what you want them to do, or they're not exactly operating the way you want them to operate, doesn't mean they're doing the wrong thing. Okay? I mean, seriously. Look, there are votes that I take. There are things that I do on the school board that I don't fight because it's not, pardon the term, but it's not worth losing the political capital over something really small and just not worth fighting over. And not everything is worth fighting over. The real battles, when it's really important, I'll put the energy in. I'll put the work in. I'll put the fight in to make sure that thing doesn't get through, or I'll do the best I can to make sure it doesn't get through.
And that's what you have to do. So at a local level, if some of you, and I met with somebody today, got a heart for you know, he's been listening to me for a while. Now he wants to get involved in politics. Now he wants to run for city council and or school board, which frankly are two totally different things when you're running for them. They, you know, not elected officials are up against the same things. You know, so it's a matter of, you know, get into prayer about it. If you're a praying person, find out where God wants you. If you're not a praying person, then you need to figure out in your heart what things turn you on. What are the things that you're willing to fight for or be passionate about? You know, I know some good non-God believing people, and they're good at what they do. They're on water boards, for instance, because they know about water. They love water. They want people to have clean water. Those are the people you want on there, not the person that gets on a water board and becomes a local dog catcher because they want to become governor someday. Same thing with school boards. Many people, you know, it's probably one of the places where you can more easily jump off into the state realm. And many people get on a school board so they can make that jump. Those are not the people you should be supporting. Some people get on the school boards and they work it for two terms, three terms. They're like, wow, I've made a difference. I've done a good job. We've got to bring some younger people in. And they should be, if they really were fighters, if they really did what they were supposed to do, they should be moving on to state politics. We need true fighters. We need true people that will stick by their principles. Look, when most people in little areas like mine, when they vote for a candidate, most of the time they know that candidate. They've read about that candidate in the local news. They know what that candidate's been involved in. They know the character of that person. And whether you want to hear it or not, that's what they're voting for. They're not voting because they're 100% in agreement with you. They're voting for the character. They know that you're going to be fighting for. They know what you stand for. And we've given that up. I've talked now to quite a few politicians that didn't make it or have made it. And they've given that up. If you still think generally integrity matters, think about how many people have been elected back into office or into office that have, I don't know, cheated on their wives, gone to jail for taxes. I mean, whatever the issue is, and they make it back into office again. Is it because people are forgiving? Is it because people don't know? They don't understand? I don't know. You've got to tell me. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, coming up next, Dr. Dana Chang is going to join me with Epoch Times, and we're going to talk about what's going on in China. We're not hearing much, but there's a lot going on. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages gases directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
And then during the next break, I'll ask you about the phone number again, okay?
How lucky can one guy be?
All right, hold on.
I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said,
we are back.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of it. And you got to be part of the solution. And the way you become part of the solution is you really have to pay attention. You got to get involved in the conversation. You got to get your facts right. You know, you and I, you guys and I, we've talked about this a million times. I want to make sure that you're not just spewing what the other side spews on a regular basis. Because you add fuel to their fire when you do that. So I try to bring people on that are experts in certain areas, so we're just not, you know, as I say, spewing misinformation. So I'm actually excited, and I'm proud to say that we've got the senior editor at China News and Epoch Times, Dr. Dana Chang. She joins me. We're going to discuss things that, you know, again, there are things happening in China. Just because we're not hearing about them doesn't mean they're not happening. They're being overshadowed by other things going on in the news. Dr. Chang, I am so excited to have you with the show tonight.
Thank you for inviting me.
So let's start in the beginning. A lot of people don't really understand or don't know that China has a long game plan. They have they're willing to draw this out and take their time in their goal to finally have domination in the economic world, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. Actually, China, I should say Chinese Communist Party, has spent a few decades trying to clone the economy of America and trying to take American manufacturing jobs to China. And their next phase is to take all the technology jobs from America to China. So they are trying to tap into each area of technology and trying to take them to China.
Yeah, and again, they're what we would call here in the States, they're in it for the long game. They're willing to take the time. I've read a lot about the Chinese culture. They come over here. They get engaged in the community. They get engaged in the colleges. But China is their true motherland, if you would, isn't it?
Well, there are some Chinese people that come here for freedom. Yeah. They really love America. There are some people that knowingly, unknowingly, have been in the control of the Communist Party. And Communist Party think that they own all Chinese people. So they would approach those Chinese who have established their position in research center or in some big companies and try to approach them and try to recruit them to work for CCP, the Communist Party. For example, if a person gets a lot of U.S. government funds and set up a lab in MIT and has a distinguished position and has very important research, then China will give him fund to build a shadow lab, exactly the same lab in China. So China become the leading research center at the same level as America. And this is why without the initial research investment, China can make products very cheap, and next step is they will replace American companies.
Yeah, China, in my past business world, in the computer world, software, Chinese has no intellectual intelligence laws. And so what happens is we bought a bunch of software from a Chinese company and found out that it was all bootlegged. It cost us a lot of money, but they don't have any laws against it. So, you see things like that happening here in this country. And people, really, they don't realize that kind of thing goes on. And it's how the Chinese government, and let's be clear, I know a lot of great Chinese people. So when I'm talking about the Chinese people, I'm not talking about the general populace of China. I am also talking about the Chinese Communist Party. So I want to be clear about that. But again, when it comes to technology, they really, really clean our clock when it comes to putting out a product and that kind of thing, don't they? And that's part of how they plan on taking over the economy.
Well, the American people, for some reason, understand Soviet Union as a communist regime, but they don't understand China is also under a communist regime. So the America opened the market, opened the society. I've heard that the Chinese people organize groups and cope through each startup company from East Coast to West Coast, and they get all the ideas and they clone the company and use the company model and clone the company. And they build faster because the Chinese people work hard and they have a lot of talents. So in a way, when you open all the technology and idea to a communist regime, they can turn around and really take over. Especially the pharmaceutical companies. I have seen that, like, one of my friends is a manager in a very famous pharmaceutical company, and his Chinese colleague just download data and ran away, just go to China and build the exact same lab and made a lot of money. So when this kind of thing add up, China has the same kind of lab as America. They can, you know, make pharmaceutical products. Now, American people rely on China for making medical supplies, and that's so dangerous.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting, you know, even myself, who I consider myself somewhat informed, to understand and realize that the vast majority, not 51%, but we're talking, you know, 85, almost 90% of our pharmaceuticals are made, actually manufactured back in China. And you talk about, you know, being them having the advantage over you, that is really a really dangerous place to be, isn't it?
Well, this is why last year, although different countries trying to cut down the import from China, China still grown their export, because one set of face masks usually is 50 cents. They can sell like $7, $8, because people want it at that time. So they take advantage of this disaster time. And that's the danger of all the manufacturers, especially critical medical manufacturers concentrated in China. We rely on China.
Dr. Chang, we have to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk more about, you know, the medical industry and really, truly, how China just is, it's just so far advanced in getting this product out to us. And we've been asleep at the wheel. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Please, don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Biden has signaled that he's willing to move ahead on COVID relief without Republicans. He's urging immediate action on his $1.9 trillion relief plan.
I support passing COVID relief with support from Republicans if we can get it, but the COVID relief has to pass. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
President Biden spoke before leaving for Walter Reed Hospital, where he met with wounded soldiers and toured the hospital's vaccination site. The body of U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who died from injuries in the storming of the Capitol, will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda. House Speaker Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Schumer announced late Friday. Officer Sicknick was hit in the head with a fire extinguisher by the mob. He's the third U.S. Capitol Police Officer to lie in state at the Capitol, an honor typically reserved for government leaders. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
You're back. This one for them hood girls. Real Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved, get engaged, and part of it is getting the information right. Like I always tell you guys, you know, check out what I'm telling you. Don't just take everything I tell you as gospel truth. I make mistakes too. And, you know, some of these commentators will talk about a whole breadth of issues that they don't have any expertise in. So I love bringing the experts on. I really believe that that's the way to go. And that way you're getting real information. So I'm happy to have with me the senior editor at China News and with Epoch Times, Dr. Dana Chang joins me. And Dr. Chang, again, thanks so much for taking your time to be with me tonight.
Well, thank you for having me.
I'm excited to go through somebody. You know, we were talking during the break, and something I think a lot of people don't know, some might suspect, but you were telling me that China is collecting DNA on American citizens. How are they doing that?
Well, first of all, they buy certain labs, and they first cooperate with American labs. Then there are certain experiments and tests that need a labor, need manpower. So some samples get sent to China. So if someone go to test a DNA and want to find out who were my ancestors, you give a sample to a test center, and the sample can be sent to China. So this way, China has the database of American DNA. And now they are developing vaccine and different, like, medicine for the virus. So they have an excuse, hey, we need to do tests and make sure these medicines, these vaccines would work. So that's another reason to collect DNA. And it's very, very dangerous. I can't explain, like, how dangerous. I can't explain enough how dangerous that is, because it's easy to develop some kind of, you know.
Have not been an honest Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So you mentioned something earlier that that I think went right past some people. For years, we've been they've told us about Russia, the communist country of Russia. Listen to how, but you really never tied that together with China. Now, recently, when we've seen what was going on in Hong Kong, where they were waving the American flag, where they want to maintain their independence, that was squelched pretty fast, wasn't it?
Right. Actually, during the election time, CCP really took advantage that America and totally engaged in the debate of the election. So they cracked down on Hong Kong people more. And for example, they kicked out the councilman. That's like a parliament member in Hong Kong. They basically kicked out a few people that are pro-democracy. So the entire team of pro-democracy parliament member have to resign. And then they take away people who organize the primary election. And that's an independent election they were trying to run. And about 53 of them taken away. Then they take away lawyer who defend those pro-democracy people.
Oh, wow.
So one step after another, they make sure Hong Kong people know they have no freedom. Today, they started to take away the visa that the British have issued to Hong Kong people, which they can freely holding the visa and going to UK. And then CCP disqualified that visa.
Wow. Wow. And this is exactly, you know, what we can see happening here in some areas where they want to flag people not able to fly because they're too conservative, they're too much of a Trump supporter or what have you. I mean, the Chinese government must have been really, you know, at wit's end with Donald Trump because he called them out for their transgressions, didn't he?
Well, exactly. Before Trump, America was so distracted by Middle East. And that gave CCP the time to infiltrate into this country and to take away the wealth, take away the technology. And we were at the verge of losing all the valuable, asset. And we are really at the verge of losing to a communist regime.
Right.
So Trump came in and basically stopped that.
Was the government afraid of him? Did they believe that he would carry through? I'm really curious because they're not known to really back down from what they believe to be truth.
Well, to be honest, there are some Chinese people who really like Trump because they think Communist Party is going to ruin the country sooner or later, and they know China is not stable. So if the leader of the free world is not stable, then there's no hope. So they really like Trump. But the leader of Communist Party are afraid of Trump, because if Trump continues, Communist Party can fall apart. The party, not the country.
You know, we hear stories on a regular basis here about, you know, Apple manufacturing and what is it, the Fox Corporation back there that actually puts the iPads and the iPhones and what have you together, and that the working conditions there are pretty bad. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, we have heard that they work day and night, and then the people commit suicide from the factory buildings. And the CCP always cover that kind of story, always try to control the information. And so they make sure that Western companies continue to go to China and invest in the China economy. But right now, at this point of time, more and more companies, Western companies, are leaving China for Vietnam, for India, because the cost of living and cost of labor are getting very high in China compared to other Asian countries. And the regulation get more and more tight. And the trade war between U.S. and China is very unstable. So more and more companies are leaving China.
Wow. You know, one of the questions that my listeners ask on a regular basis, or we talk about pretty regularly, is would China enter into, because it seems to be a lot of little incursions that are happening between China and the U.S. They don't want a war with us. They don't want any kind of battle with us, do they?
Well, China rely on America a lot more than Americans rely on China, and we have to understand that. Chinese people admire America, and the economy there is not self-sustainable. It's a communist regime, so it's central controlled. It's not an organic structure. So how should I say? The economic model is flawed, and it's only because America continuously invests there that they can sustain.
Right.
So they are afraid America would decouple from China. Then their economy will fall apart.
Well, Dr. Chang, we're up against it time-wise. I appreciate your time. I'm looking forward to having you on the show on a weekly basis so we can get updates and learn more, you know, about the Chinese Communist government. So thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you.
Yep. All right. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, guys, you've got a lot going on, a lot more coming up. You know, Andrea Kay's going to join us in the next hour. She's got her own show that emanates out of San Diego, California, and I really always appreciate her time as well with me. What is her? Come on, some of you listeners know her. They call her Dynamite in a Dress. And I don't know how she looks so good when she has a darn donut every day, every single day before her show. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Time. Be back in a few minutes.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Welcome back. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. Oh, God. You crack me up. On the air, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. God bless America. All right. I hope you enjoyed that last segment as much as I did. And it's great to hear from somebody who's there, who's been there, who understands the culture, truly what China is all about. So I'm laughing because one of you sent me an article, and this is hilarious. PETA wants you to stop using animal slurs such as pig and rat, among other things, because you might hurt their feelings. Let that sink in for a second. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, they want humans to stop using animal words as slurs. And what it says is a speciesist, supremacist use of language. I'm telling you, we have lost society. We've lost our minds. We have let this happen. These young people, we allow them to get away with so much lunacy because we don't want to stifle their creativity. Well, let me tell you what the creativity now says. If you have a slur towards an animal, right? That guy's as crazy as a chicken. Oh, all of a sudden, you're a speciesist and supremacist. They throw these words around. And I wonder why these words have no more meaning anymore. The activist group put out the unusual call on its Twitter account. We claim that animal-related insults degrade animals by applying negative human traits to, you know, they're going to want, you know, us to pay for the psychological treatment of all these animals. Peter also offered a list of alternative words to use for insults, such as, you know, chicken, rat, and pig. Using animals as insults perpetuates speciesism. In other words, what they're saying, I love this, they're saying that basically you're showing that you're a supremacist, you're more important, you're better than animals. Well, actually, we are better than animals. We reason, we care about each other. I mean, seriously. This is nuts. And you know what? It's one thing to truly, I mean, I think there are people that mistreat animals, that you can mistreat an animal. All right, terrorizing, torturing, that's wrong. I believe in that. But these people are nuts. Killing a cow for food is torturous, terrible, it's nasty, should be done, they say. Stealing eggs from chickens, just terrible. So they've given you some examples here they'd like you to use. So instead of using the word, you know, you're a chicken, just call somebody a coward. Instead of using the word rat, because, you know, the rats are very highly upset about this. They must have wrote into them or something. They want you to use the word snitch. No, people, this is real. I'm not reading this off The Onion. Instead of snake, use jerk. Yeah, but doesn't have the same, you know, slam to it, right? Instead of the word pig, let's use repulsive. Instead of sloth, let's use lazy. I'm curious. You think the chickens, rats, snakes, pigs, and sloths sent them emails or something? I mean, I don't know. The suggestion triggered a flurry of angry responses on Twitter where people were not cowardly about sharing their opinions. One guy says, I have to wonder if Peter secretly hates animals. This is a clever plan to make animal protection groups look stupid. Another fellow writes, by filling a tweet with laughter, he said, wasn't lazy about it either, as he appears to type out, ha ha ha, and LOL several times. He says, someone must have ratted, snitched on the, you know, so they're just having a field day with these people. But don't. I mean, think about something. Think about where these people are at. I mean, with what's going on today, the thing they're worried about, this is where the lunacy just bubbles over. The biggest thing that they're worried about with everything that's going on today is that you might hurt an animal's feelings. Right? Seriously? Oh, and in San Francisco, we don't want school names after slave owners. That's very important to take care of right now. It's just amazing. And Peter, they've done this again. Last year, what did they think? They wanted a robot to replace the live animals during Groundhog Day. And when they pounced on, what was it, I'm not a game player. Nintendo has a game called Animal Crossing. So they staged a protest out in front of New Horizons because they wanted the game to go away. They don't like the game Digital Fish. I mean, listen to them. And some people take these people seriously. It just doesn't stop. And the lunacy doesn't stop. No gender. Don't give me the gender fluidity. They want no gender. Right? But yet, you know, you've heard about this whole thing with the situation where transgenders will be allowed to play in female sports. Or, excuse me, transgender females. I mean, that's just great. That's wonderful. I've got daughters. I would have been screaming up a storm. I still would be screaming up a storm now. It's not right. It's not fair to them. But see, we're back to that attitude where whatever you believe, whatever you think, whatever you perceive to be truth is truth, period. End of discussion. And we all know that's wrong. And it's just not true. And if it wasn't an issue anymore, I'll get to the story later, but if it wasn't an issue anymore, why doesn't the medical community change it from gender dysphoria to no real problem? Take it off the books. Now, the other night when I was talking about this, somebody sent me an email and said, well, you know, they used to feel the same way about gays and lesbians. I said, big difference. There's a majorly difference. You know, I'll have to have Xander Gibbons tonight to talk about it. Really. Nearly two-thirds of young American adults, they don't know key facts about the Holocaust. Are you surprised? I'm not. A national survey released just a couple of days ago shows younger adults between the ages of 18 and 39 have a shocking lack of knowledge about the Holocaust. The U.S. Millennial Holocaust Knowledge and Awareness Survey, it's the first ever. It went out on 50 state surveys of Holocaust knowledge among millennials and Gen Z people as well. Nationally, there's a clear lack of awareness of key historical facts. 63% of all national survey respondents do not know that 6 million Jews were murdered, and 36% thought that 2 million or fewer Jews were killed during the Holocaust. Additionally, although there were more than 40,000 camps and ghettos in Europe during the Holocaust, 48% of the national survey respondents can't name a single one. It's just amazing. What are we teaching in school? Oh, that's right, the 1619 curriculum. That's right. We have to teach that slaves built this country. We have to teach about the injustices. 7 million Jews killed. We have to teach about the injustices of America, of the U.S. towards other, 6 million Jews that we know of. How's that? It's just amazing. One of the most disturbing revelations was 11% of U.S. millennials and Gen Zers. They believe the Jews caused the Holocaust. The Jews somehow teed off Hitler so that he would do this to them. Why don't you say the same thing about the slaves? Oh, that's distasteful. You see what I mean? I'm obviously being tongue-in-cheek here, but think about this. The survey did offer one positive finding. Nationally, 80% of the respondents believe that the Holocaust education is important, in part so it doesn't happen again. They don't know what happened to know that something shouldn't happen again. This is where I find this a little off. State by state, Holocaust knowledge scores were calculated by using the percentage of millennials and Gen Z adults who met all three of the following criteria. They definitely heard about the Holocaust. They could name at least one concentration camp, death camp, or ghetto. And they knew that 6 million Jews were killed. Now, in Minnesota... that's because they had masks on, they couldn't breathe. In Minnesota, a staggering 53% of respondents didn't know that 6 million Jews were killed during the Holocaust. Over a third of the respondents couldn't name a concentration camp. Right? Death camp, ghetto, whatever. And a quarter of them didn't know what Auschwitz was. I mean, seriously, are we not talking about it in the homes? Do the parents not know about it anymore? You want to talk about horrific things. Again, when did we kill... Because, we're the worst country on the planet, just ask a lot of the teachers, when did we kill over 6 million people? When did we do that? We can fix this. When your kids come home, your nieces and nephews, grandsons, granddaughters, teach them. Don't be afraid to teach them. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Come back in the next hour. Andrea Kay joins us. Always love having her on the show, and she is wound tight tonight. Let me tell you what. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.